Welcome to the recording of the October 14th, 2021 event held in memory of Bernice Kendarian, where many members of the Council of Citizens of Low Vision International and American Council of the Blind gathered together to share memories. For more details about Bernice and the Bernice Kendarian Service Award established at CCLVI, please visit the awards webpage at cclvi.info/awards. We hope you enjoy the memories of Bernice.
I'm Patty Cox, for those of you who don't know me, and I'm the president of CCLVI. I'm glad everyone is here to speak about Bernice. I'll have to say that she gave me more history than anyone else has. And I've known Bernice, I guess, since I was little. She knew me before I knew her. She was a great lady. But what I want to do is open it up to everybody to speak about Bernice, how she touched your life. I want to let everybody know about what CCLVI is doing. We had decided this past Tuesday night on our board call that we would have Bernice's name put on the Angel Wall. And we also decided that we were going to have two awards, the Bernice Kendarian Service Award. In addition, we approved having the Service Award and another award, and the first person to receive the Service Award would be Bernice. And if anybody would like to make contributions, you can call 502-749-4751 anytime between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can also send a check to the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International. And the address is 5401 Southern Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky, 40214. So if anyone would like to speak, if you raise your hand, we will let you speak.
And the first hand we have here is Roger Peterson.
Go ahead, Roger.
Imagine that. I just wanted to say, give my personal thanks for those of you who are here. This is obviously a cause that I hold dear, and I wanted to thank for the award. You know, Bernice and I have been in awards committees in CCB and so forth, and awards are important. And I really appreciate the award program. I hope to find out who the wonderful people are that get the awards after Bernice, of course. I also wanted to say that there's one thing that we need to work on, and I won't say any more than this, and that is CCCLV, the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. I hope Patty and whoever else will be in touch with me soon. Thank you.
I sure will, Roger.
Jane Stern.
I just wanted to say Bernice was not just an advisor about low vision, but she was also a friend. When I first came to Peninsula Center for the Blind, which was now called Vista Center in Palo Alto, Bernice and Roger kind of took me under their wing in many ways and really gave me an education about blindness and low vision that I use in my career and in my personal life. And I appreciated that. And I remember my phone calls with Bernice most often were more delved into friendship than just information and advice. And I appreciated that very much about her. She was a wonderful lady, gave lots of information about low vision.
Thank you. Next we have Gabriel Griffith.
Lou, thank you. I just want to say that when I first came to the California Council of the Blind, probably 23-24 years ago, and started getting involved in, the Blind Students of California, that Bernice was very instrumental and one of the people that really made sure that I knew the history of the organization, the traditions of the organization, and what we're all about. I've always been amazed at how just Bernice's stories of how she knew everybody over the last 50 years, anybody who was anybody in the disability community, she knew them. And that she's somebody that is definitely going to be missed with just the advocacy that she's done, that I think we should all be grateful for, as well as her knowledge and history of the organization. We've lost a valuable, valuable person there.
Thank you, Gabe.
Kathy Lyons.
I first met Bernice in 1978 at the ACB convention in Salt Lake City. It was also the year that, at the time, federal employees got their charter. It's since become government employees, and would often either room with her or an adjacent room at many of the conventions, the national conventions over the years. Something you may not know about Bernice, she had collected Unchained Melody by many, many different artists. And she found out from the librarian that there were 71 versions. And I forgot what number she got up to, but that's what she was doing most recently because she was pretty much bedridden. And so she was collecting those versions of that song. So whenever I hear that, I think of Bernice. I was also on the phone with her almost every day of her last days until she went on a ventilator. And she was just so happy when I called. And one time the nurse answered and Bernice wanted her Roger. "My Roger, my Roger," I said to the nurse, "tell her who it is," because I was sure Bernice would want to speak to me. And sure enough, she did. And so the nurse gave her the phone. It was really tough in the last couple of days to watch her get worse and worse and worse. And we've been friends for 43 years. I guess that's it for me. I'm real happy about the Bernice Kandarian Service Award. I think that's a great tribute. And thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have Chris Gray.
Well, not to one-up anybody, but Kathy, I have to say, I got you beat by just a little. I've known Bernice since the first week of July of 1976. And of course, our meeting had to do with ACB. We met at the ACB annual convention in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We worked a lot then. Bernice was very involved then with student issues. So she's always played an integral part of many activities in ACB. She and Mac Riley were two of the major founders of what was then called the National Alliance of Blind Students. I was at the convention as an ACB intern. Well, it didn't take long for Bernice to seek me out and scoop me up and introduce herself to me. Gosh, we had a great time at that convention. She'd been going to ACB conventions, I believe, since 1973 or 74. So she already knew a lot of people. I was an ACB intern, and she was feeling I should get to know a whole lot more. Later in the night, we would sit with Andrew Woods, who was then president of student organization, probably a name you haven't thought of for a while. But Bernice was working with him and advising him, as only Bernice could do. What a wonderful convention we had that year. And it was a great time to get to know people, but especially to get to know Bernice. And I've known her from that time forward, sometimes with lapses in our conversations, sometimes not. She moved to Washington, D.C. in something like 1983. It might have been 82, 83. And as luck would have it, or fate would have it, we ended up moving into the same apartment building. I was already there, and she looked around, and she got a place in that building. And I'll be darned if her mom didn't end up being there, too. A kind of a fond memory that I have is I was pretty much packed up, but Bernice and her mom helped me with some of the packing, gave me a lot of advice about what I should throw out and not throw out. Her mom's like, "Throw everything out." But Bernice wasn't quite that way. She wasn't into throwing things out so much. But I remember the last day of the move, I said, "I've got all these things in my refrigerator. I can't take these with me." They weren't that old. I hadn't lived there that long or whatever. Well, within 15 minutes, that refrigerator was stripped bare. And what Bernice didn't want, Mom wanted. And I was very happy about that. It was just a fun exchange of being together. We were somewhat involved in ACB there at the local level and did a lot of social things together. So that's kind of how we got to know each other. When I was president of ACB, you better believe that Bernice would call me if she didn't like something. And, you know, every now and then she'd call me when she did like something. So I don't want to make it a negative, but I was never at a loss to know Bernice's opinion, to get a sense of where she thought we were going with the organization, what was the best, what might not be the best. While she had a lot of advice, it was all meant in the spirit of positiveness and always done on the basis of what she believed was the best for the American Council of the Blind. We have known each other for a long time. We lived nearby each other in Mountain View. She and Roger and I did a lot of work with Silicon Valley Council of the Blind and grew that into an affiliate that many said couldn't exist, would fail forever as an organization. Well, partly with her work and the work of many others too, but she was great about encouraging and accepting the work of others. We built that into an organization of about 125 members. So it was much more than no organization. In the last week since I moved back to San Francisco, our paths crossed very directly and we had a lot of conversations about the history of ACB. And she was very excited that we revived the oral history committee of ACB. She helped me get set up with the Bancroft Library to collect some materials they have. And literally from the hospital, she was calling me and she really wanted me to talk to a librarian in Palo Alto. She had her name, her number, all the information. And so I contacted the librarian and Bernice was happy. And there again, it's just an example of how she tried to facilitate things in the organization. I don't know about you guys. I'm not sure if I would have done that from the hospital, pre-surgery, post-surgery, but that was Bernice. She found strength in activities.
Tell them about Can-Do Candarian.
Loyalty. And she always had a vision of the organization. She had a nickname that Marvelyn is reminding me about here. I was going to save for last, but I really am just about done. I've said enough. Oral Miller had nicknames for everybody. He really did. And Durward McDaniel had a few, not very many, but a few. But he had one for Bernice, and he used to always call her, and she was so proud of this. We were just chatting about it in our last phone conversation, actually. He always called her Can-Do Candarian. And isn't that the truth? And I think that's a good way for me to end my remarks.
Thank you, Chris.
Next, we have Regina Marie.
Good evening. I am only been in this organization since 2017. And when I started to read the People Vision, the book recommended to me when I became president of my local chapter, her name was in that book, but I thought to call her, that she would be glad to talk to me. And she was. And that started the beginning of many conversations. And as people said, she was always willing to patiently explain the organization to me, to answer questions, to give advice. And I think the best part was to encourage. And for a brand new member, that was wonderful. She was always encouraging, and Roger, and they were very informative and very supportive. And I will greatly miss her.
Thank you, Regina.
Well, let's go on to Andy's iPhone.
Okay, this is Andy, and I met Bernice, and it was either 1973 or 74. She was involved in a training program to become an SSA service rep. The class was held at the Alexandria Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. I was living in the Bay Area at the time. I flew down with Jean Lozano, and a few of us got together with her and Mac Riley, basically discussing the California Alliance of Blind Students, which was the precursor to the National Alliance of Blind Students. I got to meet her at that time, and then she urged me, you know, I hadn't been to an ACB convention, and she urged me finally in 1975. I agreed to go to the ACB convention in Mobile, Alabama. Her, Jean Lozano, and I, and Mac Riley, kind of went together more or less. Jean and I flew out of Northern California, her and Mac flew out of LA. We met up in New Orleans, had a great time in New Orleans for a few days, and then went on to Mobile. After that, she encouraged me to really move out of my comfort zone. Like, for instance, she was involved in a bowling league, and she urged me to get involved with the bowling league. And, you know, I didn't even know that blind people could bowl at that time. And I never was very good at it, but I had a lot of fun with it and a lot of fun with her. And then she had gotten involved with Ski for Light, and she urged me for a long time to do that. And then I finally got involved with Ski for Light, and it was through Ski for Light that I met the woman who later became my wife. So my connection with Bernice was more personal than, say, through the organization, even though we always did get together at conventions and things like that. Unfortunately, because of things going on in my life and whatnot, I kind of lost contact with Bernice, you know, as time went on, and certainly, you know, as she became ill and towards the end of her life. But Bernice will always be a special person to me because of, you know, she always encouraged me to reach outside my comfort zone, to reach outside the box, try new things and whatnot. You know, I'll always be thankful, and, you know, she'll always be in my thoughts.
Frio got unmuted, I think.
Yeah,
yes,
go ahead.
You are next.
Okay, it's Carolyn Burley. I went to my first convention in 2002. Now, I joined CCLVI in the 80s when Carl Foley asked me, do I want to belong to CCLVI at one of our conventions for Arrow. But anyways, I was in charge of the mixers, some of the mixtures when she was president. Well, I was, anyways, but she supported me and gave me suggestions of who might help, be able to help me out with the mixer, because as I said, I hadn't been active in CCLVI. Always read the newsletter and that for all those years after Carl Foley asked me to join. But I just talked to her. I didn't keep real close touch with her. I've talked to her a few times since, but not as maybe as much as I should have. But she was helpful to me. And I, as I said, some of these people have known her for a long time, and I hadn't.
Thank you.
Kathy King, you may unmute.
Hi. I'm on the entire other end of the spectrum as the other folks that have spoken. I've only probably known Bernice 6 months, and she reached out to me, and we started talking, and she became my teacher. We would have long phone calls. Maybe some of you have had those with Bernice. Roger knows. I was very grateful because I'm new to leadership in CCLVI, and she wanted to share organizational history with me, and I was very eager to understand it and was talking to her about, I was reading People of Vision at the time. So she was walking me through that with her firsthand knowledge and helping me piece that together. And she was also talking about the vision and mission of the organization and her passion for it and her great commitment. And that just was the life force behind the woman that I knew. And I talked to her the last week that she was alive. And I said, Bernice, I'd like to come out there this winter and get to meet you in person. And she said, well, I'll only let you do that if we make it worth your while that you get well connected with the people out here, and we get you to meet some of the folks that you need to meet so that you can really get to know some of the other folks in ACB and the California group, et cetera. And I said, well, I'd really like to get to meet you. You've taught me so much. She says, well, there's more to it than that. And I just thought that was very typical of the Bernice I had gotten to know. And I already miss her greatly. She had a huge impact on my life in the short period I've known her. So, and I am really enjoying hearing everybody speak about her. Thank you.
Okay, next we have a phone number, area code 813.
This is Diane Bobrowski. I knew Bernice since the Gold House in Louisville, Kentucky, the ACB National Convention, and getting special interest programs together. And we just became friends, and we both worked for Social Security, and she was always had that energy and vivacious go-to attitude and constantly going. And it's like we only saw each other at conventions. But it was like we were best of friends. And Roger, too. My condolence to you, Roger. And I did share some tears when I heard about Bernice. And she was just a whirlwind of energy in everything. The students, the federal employee group, now government group, CCLV, before the I was in added in. All I can say is she will be missed by many people. And so many of the CCLVI people, unfortunately, have passed away, but that's life. And hopefully the younger people can fill some of the shoes that Bernice did. It takes everyone working together. Unfortunately, I hadn't been as active on the ACB level because of health issues, too much body trauma. But I just wanted to say I knew her from the early 80s on, and Bernice was always Bernice. Thank you.
Next, we have Jean Lozano. You may unmute.
Okay, this is Jean Lozano, and I'm sorry, hitting the *9 again by accident. Chris Gray's and Andy Baracco's comments have brought back a lot of memories. As Andy correctly stated, in 1973, when he and I went to Southern California for an Associated Blind of California convention, Bernice was there. Mac Riley, who had been the founder of the California Alliance of Blind Students, which he established in 1972, had gotten to know Bernice, had her come from Arizona, convinced her that about moving to California and helping him take the idea of a student group to the national level. Bernice and Mac worked on that, got it chartered, I believe, in 1974. And one of the things Bernice was thinking, okay, we need this in other states. And there were several other Alliance of Blind Students affiliates established under the National Alliance of Blind Students. She was very interested in student issues long after the establishment of NABS. She was, as Chris and Andy brought up, she had us all involved in some way, working on a lot of different things. Bernice encouraged me to work with her on resolutions and bylaws and position papers for the Council of Citizens with Low Vision. And with the student group, to also, just continue to foster, encourage me and many other of the leaders, individuals who became on the national level, moved there and influenced a lot of their thinking in terms of how to look in broader terms, especially got a lot of the leaders who were totally blind had never had any vision how she got them to become more aware of the issues in, that were faced by people with low vision and championed that to the end, wanted to foster that. You know, it's hard right now because I was too, when Bernice ended up in the hospital for the last 2 weeks, I was out of state in Tennessee and got the call from Roger that he'd like to talk to me about Bernice's situation, which was on a Friday when he called me, and then on Saturday when I got him, found his message, then it was to learn of her passing. It's a personal, you know, it's a great loss because it was a close friendship we had over the years. Bernice was always willing to share. I learned a lot about her own background in genealogy, which was one of her pet loves that she was really hoping to do more of that. And as has been said, a great researcher and finding things or finding people who could help her. Her and Roger are tremendous wealths of knowledge and history of the organization. And Bernice could remember really, really obscure little facts. The detail is just incredible. And it's unfortunate a lot of that knowledge that she has is gone with her. Roger has some of that. And also, we had lost another leader who was another person to remember that, Kathy Skivers. And I'm really hoping that with Roger's help, him personally, his memory, and a lot of the documentation things that that Bernice kept, and also information they got from Kathy Skivers, that history will continue on and be incorporated on the national and the California levels, so it's not lost, that history. And Bernice was not a person seeking credit, and she tried to avoid it, even though she was well-deserving. But I know she'd be very touched and to know that the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International is going to be establishing a service award in her name, and it would mean the greatest thing to her if she was here right now. So thank you, and sorry to run on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jean.
All right, well, we will move on to Joyce's iPad, too.
Similar to Kathy King, I have only known Bernice a short time period. I only joined CCLVI last year during the pandemic. I lost my vision, most of my vision, over 20 years ago, but never knew of any resources. And over the last year, I had started thinking, and I was on the fence about running for a board position. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call from a California number, and there's Bernice on the other end of the phone, and she says, "Yes, please run." How she ever found out I was thinking about it, I don't know, but she did. She had ears around the country and knew so many different people, and she convinced me to run. And as I was named chair of the Legislative and Advocacy Committee, on one of the last conversations I had with her, I asked if she would like to be on the committee. And just like somebody else said, her response was, "I'd rather help you from the background. You do the work. I know you can do it. And I'd rather see you do it." But yet she gave me the courage to even run and get involved. So I will forever thank Bernice and Roger for our wonderful conversations, especially around the DC area where I live. Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce.
All right. Well, let's go to Zoom user Donna.
My name is Donna Sanchez. I'm from California. I've known Bernice for many, many years. I don't remember exactly when I met her, probably at a convention. She's been very instrumental in my life, helped me with problems that I have had. I was her treasurer for many years, and we worked very well together because we were both detailed personalities. That's one trait that Bernice has. And also we've been friends. I know that I can call her at any, could have called her at any time with, you know, concerns or just the talk. And vice versa, she's called me many times. So we've been real good friends, and I'm going to miss her very much. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Terry Pacheco, you may unmute.
I thought I had known Bernice for a very long time until I started listening to some people on here today. I first met Bernice in 1979. It was my first convention. And I had been involved in the in ACB for about 7 years at that point, but hadn't gotten to a national convention. And she was just a whirlwind that came through. I got to know her there, both through CCLV at the time and got federal employees. And through the years, we've, you know, touched base off and on. Sometimes we've been more involved with each other and others. But the one thing about Bernice was that she always, I think she always considered someone a friend. And we might not have always agreed on something, but we left as friends. You know, Bernice would tell you, it was amazing the things that, you know, you'd say, hi, how you doing? And boy, would you find out everything. But she did so much for CCLVI. She really did. You know, I think back to the people who I was especially friendly with in the beginnings of CCLVI, people like Sam Janinski, Libby Lennon, Marvin Brotman, Jim Olson. And of course, Bernice's name comes right to the top of that list. She was just always so involved in it. And she was so involved in federal employees that later became government employees. And she was involved with Friends in Art and the Women's Concerns. She's just been all over, everywhere. And has helped every one of those groups and many, many more. CCB, somebody had mentioned in one of the posts last week that I never knew that she was involved with the starting of the Arizona Council. But she just was always there for anyone with her opinion or if you just needed advice. Bernice was, she was there for it. I'll tell you a very quick, funny story about Bernice and all of her knowledge was a couple of years ago when CCLVI was talking about doing a history committee. I offered to be on it and Bernice turned to me and said, you weren't a charter member. You didn't come in 78. You didn't come till 79. You won't know as much. And that was just so Bernice, you know, that she remembered everything. I mean, in 2018 or whenever that was, she remembered when my first convention was. But she was a friend and she was always there for everyone. And I think it's leaving a very big hole in both ACB and CCLVI that we won't have her to go back to in the future. But we have so much information and history that she has imparted to so many people. And that's a great gift to all of the organizations. And I just want to also express our condolences to Roger. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry.
And I see that John Korst is unmuted. So, John, you may speak.
All right. Thank you. My first ACB convention was in 1983. And I got to know Bernice then, and she's the one who really talked me into attending CCLVI sessions. And later on, then a couple years later, when I was working with Carla Rush-Raw as convention coordinator. We made a mistake in not planning a big enough meeting room for a CCLVI meeting session. And the founder of CCLVI really took me to task for that. But no sooner had he left me than Denise came and said, "I'm very sorry." She really apologized for him. And then later when CCLVI was a little desperate for a president, she approached me on that, and I said, "No, I don't know enough about CCLVI." And she said, "Well, I'll work with you." And she really did. I would have been lost without her in that office. And we kept in touch constantly, really developed a lot of respect for her knowledge and her concern for ACB and CCLVI, and had a great respect for her. And we got some things done that would not have been done without her. So I'm sorry to see her passing, and my sympathy to Roger. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Marvelena, you may unmute.
Hi, everybody. Well, gosh, there's so much to say. I'm still in shock. Warren Cushman called us at 6 o'clock in the morning last Saturday and told us that Roger had put a message out that Bernice was no longer with us. I think my experience with Bernice is a little bit different from all the rest of you. I went to my first convention in 1990 and went to a women's concerns lunch. It was a CCB convention in L.A. And she was there, and she was amazing and strong and confident. And she said, I said to her after the lunch, she said, "Wow, that was really great." I said, "I really had no idea there was such a thing called women's concerns." And she said, "Well, good, then you can be on the committee now." And I was going, but Bernice helped me be a strong, confident, independent woman. And she taught me a lot about how blind people put makeup on and wear appropriately matched, good-looking clothing, and helped me learn how to do all that for myself. And I got a job at the Vista Center. Well, it was Peninsula Center. And the first day of my job, she called me. And she said, "I hope you realize that now you're representing CCB in a way, and so you always have to make sure you look good, you carry yourself well, and that you're articulate and confident." She never allowed me in any moment that I've known her to doubt myself and my abilities in any way. And it's going to be a great loss to a lot of us who she mentored. But Bernice, wherever you are, I hope you are having a great time. And Roger, bless you. I'm very sorry for your loss, but it's a loss that we're all feeling. And thank you all for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Marvelina.
Penny V, you may unmute.
I haven't known Bernice as long as everyone else, but I've known her many years since I met her at a California Council of the Blind convention. And, you know, Marvelina said it. She was confident. She carried herself well. Did she express such confidence? It just exhumed, and she wraps, you know, it just comes, and she knows you can do things. And she pushes you out of your comfort zone because she knows you can do better. And she knows what you're capable of. Even if you don't, she knows. And she bolstered my confidence so much. She helped me so much. And her and Roger have been such awesome people in my life. And I am going to miss the phone calls and learning more and more the history that I didn't know. And it was just awesome to be considered a friend. She considers you a friend. Everyone's her friend. Nobody is not her friend. And that's the way she was. And I'll miss her dearly. Sorry for your loss, Roger.
Thank you, Penny.
Barbara?
Hey there. I knew Bernice for 6 years. We were on the CCLVI board together. It was a wonderful time meeting everyone. And Bernice was one who brought low vision out in the open for me. as I tended to hide behind the couch, as Skip Sharp would say. And by the way, hello there, Carolyn Early. Haven't heard your voice in quite a while. It's delightful. Low vision is kind of an in-between world. You're not blind. You're not fully sighted. It really is a hard place to be in. And she was one of those who gave me permission to be in that place. And it was such a relief, you know. I had never been to any things blind, low vision related growing up. And so I don't know what year it was, in my 40s, at some point, I was at the Pittsburgh convention. And it was wonderful. Great sense of low vision community, as I said, that I never had before. I met many wonderful lifelong friends at the national conventions. And Bernice just cared very much about the low vision population. And, you know, there's just very few organizations out there who truly care for that segment of vision loss. And I really, really appreciate what Bernice did, and others too, of course. I remember one time I needed some vision access magazines. And Bernice, so I called Bernice up and she's like, oh, no problem. She'd send those out right away. And she was going to go in her closet and get them. And I was like, wow, Bernice, you have those in your closet. Oh, yes. But I just cannot think of anyone who cared more about low vision than Bernice. The scholarships and Fred Scheigert, Sam Janinski, CCTVs and all that. I cannot say enough about Roger, because Roger and Bernice were such a great team. I remember during the board meetings that Bernice would just stop. This was when she was president. And she'd say, Roger, get me that phone number. Get me that email address. And she was just really, she just wanted to keep that stuff going and make sure that everybody had that information. And, you know, she was the cook. And Roger was the email man and had a keeper of all the great information. So, you know, my hat goes off to Roger too, because, you know, we're talking about Bernice here, but there's always the other half, which, you know, we don't always hear about them, the kind of behind the scenes people. But she was a very dedicated person. I remember the 800 line for CCLVI. It was, she always had that line taken care of. And I remember getting calls from her. Oh, you need to call that one. That one really needs help about this. And have you called them yet? How did that go? And I'm definitely going to miss her. I wanted to share a message from Joyce Kleiber. She could not be here this evening. Joyce was the Vision Access editor for many years. And she wanted me to say, you know, what a wonderful job Bernice was doing with that publication. And she was the one, again, who behind the scenes, she would get people to come together and do some of the proofreading and the assembly and the mailings and all those labels. My gosh, no one knows how much work that was unless you actually do it yourself. But she just, you know, all the different formats that she wanted that to go out in. I think there was six. And we're like, Bernice, do you think you need all that? Joyce just wants to say that she will miss her as well. And also condolences to Roger. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Next we have Thomas. Thomas, you may unmute.
All right. My name is Tom Bergender. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I first met Bernice at the Ski for Light program in Traverse City, Michigan in 1980. She only came to one event, but obviously she enjoyed it because she talked Andy into coming. I happened to be Andy's roommate in 1983. Andy, I think that was your first year. I lost track of Bernice after Ski for Light because I'm not a member of CCLVI. but I got reacquainted with her through Roger Peterson. Roger and I crossed paths when he worked with Telesensory. I brought problems with one of my machines to him on a couple of occasions, and I think he checked with somebody to find out if I was a bona fide troublemaker or somebody who really had a problem, and I passed the test. We met at ACB conventions, and through Roger, I got reacquainted with Bernice. My reaction to Bernice is this. I applaud her warmth, her friendliness, her spirit, and we're all going to miss her. And Roger, I send you my deepest sympathy as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Next, we have Sarita.
Good evening, everyone. It's been so nice to listen to the sentiments and the wishes of caring being expressed by everyone, to hear the names like Foley and Marv Brotman and all the past leaders. John, hearing John Horst's voice tonight just touched my heart to hear him, because when he talked about the 83rd convention, which was in Arizona, and I was there, that's my first convention, and this very brings back memories of when I first met Bernice, you know, through the Women's Concern group. She's very passionate about that. Through the Federal Employees group, because I'm a retired federal employee, she's very passionate about that. Through CCLV, she was very passionate about that. That was her life story. And to know, in fact, I have a voicemail message on my landline recording where Bernice asked me to call her, and I had not even erased it. So she was just someone that had hands that reached out all across the country. Where she found a need, where there was a need, she was one who wanted to bring us all together and to just get us on the path to understand how important it is for us to understand who we are as individuals with low vision. So my life has certainly been touched by her in many ways, and my condolences to Roger. And I hope that through this award that has been established by CCLVI, it continues the work that this woman was so passionate about. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarita.
All right. Hi, everybody. This is Richard Retha, and it's thank you. I first met Bernice and Roger probably in the late 90s at a CCB convention, but what really resonated with me was when I moved from LA to Menlo Park and became a rehabilitation counselor. And not before I could even keep the seat warm, I hear from Bernice telling me of all the people I should connect with in the area. She knew I was a CCB member. She knew I was a rehab counselor, and she gave me the lay of the land for the peninsula and Menlo Park and San Jose, and just her expertise and knowledge, they got me involved in even more advocacy. I was about to get on the board of CCB at the time, California Council of the Blind, but she's like, nope, there's also the low vision group. And I think what Barbara said earlier resonates with me. She really gave the low vision community a lot of respect and really made it a respectable thing to talk about, because low vision is in between, and often we don't hear enough about it in a positive way. So through all her advocacy with vision access, the things she did in California, I believe she started Let's Talk Low Vision with Dr. Bill, which is still going today. She got me on the board of CCLVI, eventually became president in 2010, and just have a lot of mad respect for her and her knowledge. And if you look up the word thorough in the dictionary, you will see Bernice's name there, because she would tell you a lot, give you a lot of good background information on a lot of things and things you needed to know about our community. So I have my deepest respect to her, and to you, Roger, my condolences. And there'll never be another Bernice out there, but everything we've learned and we're hearing tonight, we'll hopefully be able to carry on her legacy. So thank you all for the opportunity.
Thank you, Richard.
John McCann, you may unmute.
Hello. First off, my deepest condolences to you, Roger. I'm here in my present capacity, well, not only as a friend, but as president of the Arizona Council of the Blind. And I guess at the time I first met Bernice Kandarian, probably would have been in the 80s. Perhaps it was at a legislative seminar, because I really didn't attend many conventions. I attended part of Philadelphia in 84 and all of 1985 in Las Vegas, first time we were there. But Bernice and I had been in contact fairly recently, because as folks know, she began her history with the American Council of the Blind here when she was a resident of Arizona, and she was, I think, a charter member of the Arizona Council. And she was very interested in preserving the history or assisting me and by extension the board in preserving the history of the Arizona Council. As it happens, we elected not to have a session on that at the 2021 convention. I figured, okay, we'll get to that in 2022, and I want Bernice to be a big part of it. And of course, well, the plan to have history featured prominently in 2022 is still in play, but we will now, of course, be missing the awesome contributions that Bernice was in a contribution to make. As a matter of fact, I think I would have appointed her as chair of that committee. We will soldier on, but, you know, I don't have too much else to say, except, again, my deepest condolences to you, Roger. There are people here who knew her much more intimately than I did, but I wanted to acknowledge her contributions to the beginnings of the Arizona Council.
Thank you, John.
Zelda, you may unmute.
Good evening, everyone. It just warms my heart to hear everybody's recollections of how Bernice touched them. She made us all feel like we were very special. So it may be kind of a surprise that there are so many who felt so connected to Bernice and so encouraged by her and mentored by her, because she made us feel, when she talked to each of us, like we were maybe the only one she was talking to. And I think that's a special gift that Bernice had. I feel like my life has been enriched by knowing her, and I am inspired by, as Sarita said, her passion, and I am inspired to pass on that encouragement to those that come after us and those that we're serving with at this time. So, Roger, thanks for sharing Bernice with us, and thanks for all you did to enable her to do all she did by being that partner and that support. Those of us who have who live with people and around people who are supportive know just what that means to us to have that teamwork. We don't live this life alone. We do it as a team. Bernice will live in my heart and in my life as long as I live. So thank you.
Thanks, Zelda.
Terry.
Hi again. One thing I had forgotten to say earlier is that I am so pleased that Zelda came up with the idea and that the board has approved the Bernice Kandarian Service Award. And I will be making a donation tomorrow morning of $200 toward that fund. And I hope that several of you who are on the call will do that so that we can keep that award going in perpetuity to in memory of Bernice.
Marvelina.
Hi, I know I spoke already, but there are two things that I wanted to say. One is that I keep waiting for the phone to ring. I can't, it doesn't seem real that Bernie, I keep waiting for her to call and say, Marvelina, I have to talk to Chris immediately. Can you put him on? And when I was first lady of ACB, when Chris was president, one of the proudest moments we had was when he signed her and Roger's Lifetime Awards. And she helped me be the best first lady I could have ever been while we were in, while Chris was president. She helped me with all the fine details that weren't necessarily convention business, but helped me make sure I had all the right amount of everything for everybody when they come, helped me be a great hostess, helped me be a great person, and I'm going to miss her dearly.
And someone with the name iPad Air Fourth Generation, you may unmute.
This is Dan Smith. And first of all, my deepest and sincere condolences to Roger and to all of us. We will all miss Bernice tremendously. She was a real dynamo of activity and knew so many people and was just always involved in things. And she just, I wish we could have her brain back for a while just to borrow it, because she knew so many things and was doing so many things. I first met Bernice at the legislative seminar, I believe in 1982. And just, she was a wonderful, welcoming person. A lot of us were just, had not been to Washington, if at all, before. And so it was fascinating to be there, but to have her to help us. And then years later, I found out she was in California and I worked with her a little bit there. And when I worked at my last job in, for Social Security, she and I worked kind of helping with special cases where people were having special problems. She would work with the individuals and I could do research on current regulations with Social Security. So that was really helpful for people, but it was also helpful working with Bernice. She, as I say, she was just a dynamo of activity and a wonderful person, and we'll miss her tremendously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roger Peterson.
Hi, I just wanted to thank everyone for all the things they've said about me. I don't think they've said anything bad about me. That was a relief. I'm gathering up all the condolences, and I appreciate them, and I will try to use them as best I can. And the last, I want to say that for those of you who've been listening to for the address from Patty, remember that the city Louisville is spelled as if it were pronounced Louisville. Just wanted to clarify that, and I hope that you all will feel good about calling me if you need me for anything. As I say, let's get the CCCLV going. Thank you.
Roger, you're correct, but yes, it's spelled Louisville. We just put a little drawl into it. Kathy Lyons.
Am I unmuted now?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. People that were talking about Social Security reminded me that while I was working also for the federal government, different agency, she told me that I should apply for Social Security disability and then freeze the decision. And if I had waited like about one more year, I would not have had enough quarters and I wouldn't have got anything. So I was, every time I get my check, I think, thank you, Bernice. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. I do want to say thank you to everyone who has spoken about Bernice. She was dear and near to all of us. I want to give you our website for our awards. It's cclvi.info/awards. You can go there, and once you click through, there will be something there, and we're going to try to put up some more information about Bernice, things that she did, and about the award. Again, if you'd like to make a donation right now, we are taking credit card payments, just like the mini mall, at 502-749-4751. And you can also mail a check to 5401 Southern Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky, 40214, in the Council of Citizens with Low Vision name. And thank you for coming tonight.
Thanks, everyone.
I like can do Candarian.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I love it. I just love it.
I like it. Maybe we should have named the award that, can do.